Part 3. Doing the Right Thing. Fred rode home slowly. He couldn't touch the money in his pocket. At home, in his room, he looked at the $20 bill. He had never had so much money. It was probably enough to buy a second-hand guitar, but he felt bad. The next day, he dressed for church without anyone telling him. "I'm going to church, Mom," he said. She was in the kitchen cooking. "Oh, I'm so proud of you, son." At the church, he sat near the front. When the priest began talking, Fred thought he was looking right at him. Could he know? Fred felt very guilty. He prayed and sang, but he couldn't forget the man and the lady and the pancakes they had given him. They had really tasted good. Fred was thinking about the basket that they had in church every Sunday. People put money in the basket for the church. He never had any money to put in it, but today he did. When the basket came his way, he put his hand in his pocket and pulled out the $20 bill. He dropped it into the basket. Fred felt much better after church. He went home and played soccer in the front yard with his brother and some neighbor kids. He was so happy that he played one of his best games ever. Just for one second, while he was looking at a hole in his good pants, he wished he hadn't given the $20 away. "Man, I could have bought me some good pants," he thought. Fred had to forget about getting a guitar. But that night during dinner, his mother said she remembered seeing an old guitar the last time she cleaned out her father's garage. "It's a little dusty," his mom said, "but Grandpa says it works. I'm sure you can have it." It was the happiest day of his life. No, it was the second happiest day of his life. The happiest was when his grandfather put the guitar in his arms. Fred ran his fingers down the strings. It sounded beautiful and deep. A big smile was on his face.
"Okay, kid, now you put your fingers like this," said his grandfather.
He took Fred's fingers and put them on the strings. Fred made a few sounds. The guitar was not as easy to play as Fred had thought, but he was sure that after a few more lessons, he could start his own band, and that someday he would play on stage for dancing crowds.